This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad Sayyid al-Awwaleen wal-Akhireen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to part 3 as we finish now this brief, very, very brief overview of Al-Aqidah Al-Tawhidiyah of Al-Shaykh Ahmed Al-Dardir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, وَيَجِبُ لِلْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمْ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ الْعِسْمَةُ. So after talking about what we have to believe about God, what we have to not believe about God, what's probable in our relationship with God, now he does so in reference to the prophets. The word Anbiya, of course, is the plural of Nabi. And the word Nabi, prophet, comes from one of two meanings. Number one, an-naba, information, news, unabbi'uk, I'm informing you of something. Allah says after A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ. نَبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ, like the great news. The other word that some theorize the word Nabi comes from is النَّبْوَة. والنَّبْوَة means sharaf, in honor, because whoever follows the prophets will be honored in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. اللهم اجعلنا من هؤلاء الحمد لله رب العالمين. And we believe, mashallah, as Muslims in prophets. For those of you who are not Muslim, you know, you look at the end of the second chapter of the Quran, Allah says, every one of the believers believes in Allah, His angels, His books, and His messengers. كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. I remember, subhanAllah, when I wasn't Muslim, the first time I opened the Quran, and I saw like a chapter called Abraham, Maryam, Noah. I was like, I didn't know. I thought Muslims believed in Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. And I was delighted to find a religion, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli, that does not deny any of the major prophets. Subhanallah. Mashallah, mashallah. So the Shaykh, he says, what does Islam believe about prophets? He says, wa yajibu, it is obligatory shar'an, according to the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lil anbiya, to believe or to affirm to the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam, upon them be peace and blessings, al-isma. The word isma is from a word ma'sam, is a fortress. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahu ya'simuka minan nas, to protect, yani Allahu ya'simu a'simuka ana, I'm protecting you from enemies. So the idea of isma is from a word which means to protect. And their ma'sum is the passive participle way, because they are protected, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hifthullahi ta'ala, some ulama said, is that Allah has protected them from falling into sin or anything that would compromise their role as prophets. There is a difference of opinion on this. هَذَا عِلْمْ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَالْجَهْلُ لَا يَدُرْ. What that means though is, if you come across any text that you may assume a prophet is falling into sin, what do you have to do? Just like if you come across any text that seems to imply that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a material reality or a material description, the same thing also with prophets. If I come across any text in the Quran or through the Sunnah that implies they made some type of mistake or sin, أعوذ بالله, I have to interpret it. That's what the books of Tafsir teach you. Now you can see why you learned this before Tafsir. Now you can see why you should learn this before Tafsir. Why? Al-Isma. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍ أَن يَغُلْ. Allah says it's impossible for the Prophet to steal. هَذَا لَا يُمْكِنْ, to take from the spoils of war. Impossible. فَلَا يَقَعُ مِنْهُمْ مُخَالَفَةُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِي. And Shaykh Dardir, he explains this. He says, therefore, isma means that it is impossible that they would engage in anything which would contradict the commands or prohibitions of God, would be in opposition to the commands and prohibitions of Allah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Same thing as angels. That's why Shaykh al-Marzuqi in Aqidat al-Awami says, وَعِسْمَةٌ كَسَائِرِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَاجِبَةٌ وَفَاضَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Allahu Akbar. He says, holding on to the position of the minority of people of Kalam, that the prophets are like the angels. They have no sin. No need to build on this discussion. But there are scholars who said they all agree that they did not commit any major sins or fall into any haram. They all agree that's impossible. No prophet committed haram. But could they fall into like minor sins or not? This is a difference that I was hoping to avoid. I'm not going to talk about it now in other texts because it's not going to lead to any practice or any practical knowledge. Here, Sheikh Ahmad al-Dardir, or Sheikh al-Marzuqi, who comes after Sheikh Dardir, they hold on, وَعِسْمَةٌ كَسَائِرِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَاجِبَةٌ وَفَضَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ خلاص. That's why the Shaykh, he says here, وَكَذَارِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يعني هم مِثْلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فِي الْعِسْمَةِ خلاص, they are like the same. وَيَجِبُ لِلرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ تَبْلِيغُ مَا أُمِرُوا بِتَبْلِيغِهِ لِلْخَلْقِ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ وَغَيْرِهَا. Then he mentions another obligation. In reality, there are 10 obligations, or 12, to the prophets, but the Shaykh, he mentions 4. 2 you have to affirm, 2 you have to deny. So isma, the opposite of that would be that they, a'udhu billah, were like evil people. Tabligh means to convey, to propagate. The opposite of that would be kitman, that they hid something. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ Allah warns us in Surah Al-Baqarah about those who hide religious knowledge from people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. So it's impossible for us to believe that the prophets hid anything which Allah commanded them to teach. So the Shaykh, he says, وَيَجِبُ لِلرُّسُولِ It's an obligation, shara'an, that we affirm to the messengers of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon him. تَبْلِيغُ مَا أُمِرُوا بِتَبْلِيغِهِ لِلْخَلْقِ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ وَغَيْرِهَا That we believe that they propagated everything Allah commanded them to propagate to creation in relationship to rulings and other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ya ayyuha rusul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, fa in lam taf'al, fa ma ballaghta risalatah. There's two qira'ah actually here. Sayyidina Shu'bah, fa ma ballaghta risalatihi. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? O Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, balligh is a command. You must convey what we sent to you, what God has revealed to you. Because if you don't, then you will have not conveyed his message, different qira'ah, his messages. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the culmination of all of the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe about the prophets the following. خلاص أرسل الأنبياء ذوي فطانة بصدق والتبليغ والأمانة. سيدنا الشيخ المرزوقي in عقيدة العوام, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets, and here are the things that we have to believe about them. أرسل الأنبياء ذوي فطانة. Number one is super intelligence, not ignorance, intelligence. Why? Allah taught them what they have to teach the people about Allah. Who taught them that? ما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. As the Quran says, we revealed this to him. He's not speaking of his own desires. وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. Allah taught him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's impossible for us to believe. So we affirm super intelligence, absolute intelligence when it comes to teaching the truth, and we deny ignorance. arsala anbiya tawi fatana bi sidqi. The second is they're honest. The opposite of that, is that they're liars. What tablighi, and the sheikh, he mentions that one here, that they conveyed everything God commanded them to convey. Wal amana, and that they're trustworthy. Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the opposite of amana is khiyana, that they were treacherous. So here you have those four obligations, right? Intelligence, the opposite is ignorance. Number two is truthfulness, the opposite of that is being liar. Number three, they conveyed everything that they were commanded to. The opposite of that would be kitman, to hide. The fourth, that they're trustworthy. The opposite of that is khiyana, hypocrisy. The fifth is isma. The opposite of that would be that they fell into major or minor sins, depending on which school you follow. Fakhalas. There's one more, and that is what we believe is probable. What could happen to the prophets because they're human beings? وَجَائِزُ فِي حَقِّهِمْ مِنْ عَرَضِي Sayyidina Marzuqi says that in Aqidat al-Awam that we believe about the prophets that things could occur that are very normal human things. Right? وَجَائِزُ فِي حَقِّهِمْ مِنْ عَرَضِي We believe that they could be impacted by normal human things. He says later on, like كَخَفِيفِ الْمَرَضِي Like a sickness, a light sickness, not to the point that would impact or compromise their ability to be prophets. So they could be angry, they could be happy, they could fall in love, they could be hungry, they could be tired. All that can happen. They can forget, but not to the degree that it would compromise their roles and responsibilities as being the messengers of Allah. He says, وَجَائِزُ فِي حَقِّهِمْ مِنْ عَرَضِي بِغَيْرِ نَقْصٍ كَخَفِيفِ الْمَرَضِي Alhamdulillah. That it is probable, Marzuqi says, to believe about the prophets, no more human things. بِغَيْرِ نَقْصٍ Without any shortcomings in their role as prophets, right? Something that would compromise them as prophets. كَخَفِيفِ الْمَرَضِي An example of what is probable in our belief about the prophets is what? They could be sick, catch a cold. So there are the 12, alhamdulillah, obligations to the prophets. So he says, وَيَجِبُوا لِلْأَنْبِيَاءِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ الْعِسْمَةِ فَلَا يَقَعُ مِنْهُمْ مُخَالَفَةُ لِلَّهِ فِي أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِي وَكَذَلِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَيَجِبُوا لِلرُّسُولِ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ تَبْلِيغُ ما أمر بتبليغه للخلق من الأحكام وغيرها. Here he says something very important, that we believe that the prophets conveyed everything they were commanded to creation. So there's no favoritism, there's no stratification. Everyone receives the message of the prophets, and then universally everyone in the ummah of the prophet, which is this ummah, Muslim and non-Muslim, to the end of time, ummah khas and ummah am. Ummah al-da'wah wa ummah al-istijab. So that's why, subhanallah, some ulama, they said the hadith, even though it's weak, that my ummah, the Christians and Jews, divided into 72 sects, my community will divide into 73. Someone said, this is not the ummah of the Muslimin. This is the ummah al-al-am, yani, the disbelievers, after the time, from the time of the Prophet to the end of time. They will divide even more than those before him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it for a second. Then he says, وَغَيْرِهَا So not only did the prophets convey how to pray, how to make hajj, how to fast al-ahkam, they also conveyed other things. وَغَيْرِهَا Like what? كَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Issues of belief. Like belief in the hereafter. When the man came to the Prophet and said, مَتَى السَّعَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ When's the hour? The Prophet said, مَا عَدَّتَ لَهَا What did you prepare for it? Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi sallam. The Prophet said, أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِ وَكُتُبِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ To believe in the hereafter. وَمَا فِي And what occurs in the hereafter? مِنَ الْحِسَابِ Hisab means that we're going to be audited, how we spent our lives. We ask Allah Ta'ala بِالْعَافِيَةِ Sayyidah Aisha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said that whoever is audited, this is a form of punishment. That's called yukhaffif anna wa iyyakum. Wal iqab, punishment in the hereafter. We believe that there will be punishments in the hereafter. Through authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through text of the Quran, يُعَذِّبُونَ مَرَّتَيْن. So they'll be punished twice, once in the grave and once after resurrection. والصِّرَات. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi described al-sirat as being this incredibly thin, like razor thin, bridge that goes over the hellfire that people will pass. Some people will fall in, some people will pass like lightning, some people will pass very slow. We ask Allah Ta'ala bil afiya. Wal mizan, the scales, and as Al-Qadi Abu Bakr, he mentions, doesn't mean like actual scales like we have now. Something completely different, but it is a creation which will contain our good and bad deeds. And the Prophet said, كَرِيمَةً خَفِيفَةً عَلَى لِسَانٍ ثَقِيلَةً فِي الْمِيزَانِ. The Prophet said, there are two statements that are light on the tongue and heavy on the scales. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The last hadith in Bukhari. وَالْجَنَّةِ. Paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jannah in numerous occasions in the Quran, heaven. Why is it called al-Jannah? Because it's from a word which means you can't see it. Like jinn, from the same word, junun, from the same word, jinin, the embryo, same word. Why? Because these are things you can't see with your eyes. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The Prophet said that Jannah is something the eyes can't see, the ears cannot hear, and the hearts cannot imagine. اللهم جعلنا من أهل الجنة. والنار, and hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in numerous places in the Quran mentions hellfire. And the Prophet said, وَأَنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌ وَأَنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌ, that the hellfire is the truth. وَبِالْعَرْشِ وَبِالْكُرْسِ. Sayyidina Imam al-Aqbawi, mashallah, when he describes al-Arsh wal-Kursi, he says, مَخْلُوقٌ عَظِيمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُ حَقِيقَتُهُمَا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. These are two incredible creations. We know the Arsh is above, transcends the universe, transcends the seven heavens, as he mentions. And that the Kursi is below it, of course, in a transcendent fashion. And the only one who knows their true reality is Allah. The mashhur opinion is that the Kursi is not the Arsh. وَبِالْكُتُبْ السَّمَوِيَّةِ. And we believe in the books that were sent to the prophets, like the Torah, like the good news sent to Jesus, like the Psalms sent to David, the scriptures of Moses and Ibrahim. However, we believe these texts are either lost or have been manipulated or changed. Sometimes we find Christian polemics. They say, but Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدَى وَنُورٍ. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah says, we sent the Torah in it is a light and guidance. At the time it was sent. But then we find other verses, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِي اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, woe to those who have manipulated and written with their own hands and said, this is from God. Talking about the pollution of those scriptures, and we know the last scripture, if you will, is the Quran al-Furqan muhaiminan alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ma'idah that the Quran is meant to be like the measurement to see the truth in all the other existing texts. Superior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from Ahlul Quran. وَرُسُلِي وَمَا وَقَعَ لَهُم مِّنْ أُمَمِهِمْ. And we believe in the stories of the prophets and what occurred between them and their communities. وَبِالْحُورِ الْعِينِ, and the women of paradise. وَالْوِلْدَانِ, and the youth mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, in paradise. وَبِالْأَوْلِيَاءِ, and we believe in the awliya. Who are the awliya? The friends of God are those who believe. Sayyidina Imam al-Tahawi says, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلُّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ الرَّحْمَنِ, that all of the believers are awliya. But we believe that there are different levels of wilaya. And the strong opinion is that it is not allowed for us to affirm al-wilaya al-khusus to anybody. This person is like, mashallah, super special. This person is a wali, like, that's not your business. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Don't make tazkiyah of anyone else. Allah knows who fears Him. And sometimes we have to be careful. Some of our brothers and sisters in Ahl al-Tasawwuf, يعني هناك غلات والمبالغة في الأشخاص ليس بجيد وغير مطلوب يعني شرعا. Sometimes they may inadvertently, out of their love for teachers or love for mashallah some good people, say things which they shouldn't say. Say alhamdulillah, mashallah, هذا مهتدي هداه الله أحسن شيء. This is someone who Allah has guided, mashallah. This is someone who Allah has opened his or her heart. So we affirm al-wilaya for all believers, all Muslims, alhamdulillah. And those are divided into three categories, as mentioned in Surah Al-Fatir. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي نَصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah says that the Muslim community basically is in three categories. Sinners, those between sin and good, and those who are foremost in doing good. That's it. خلاص الحمد لله. المؤمنون كلهم أولياء الرحمن عموما. Then of course Sayyidina At-Tahawi says, and of course the most pious of them are those who obey and stick to the Qur'an the most. But it's not healthy to go to someone and praise them in a way that's going to harm their humility, man. That's just not healthy. So alhamdulillah, nas ala khair, hadahum Allah, alhamdulillah. So we should not rebuke all of the sinners and cast them out of Islam. As Sayyidina Imam al-Rahuni, in his explanation, Muntaha Sul in Usul al-Fiqh al-Maliki, on page 296, he mentions in volume 2 that imtina' is impossible for us to believe that all the Muslims have left Islam. Or the majority of the Muslims. هذا لا يمكن لا تجتمع أمتي على الضلالة. So we find sometimes an extreme within some of the Salafi iterations of Islam that posits all Muslims as being lost. So they are going into kind of like extremes in evicting people from Islam. لا, Allah says, ظالم لنفسي. We're not خوارج يعني. On the other end, we see sometimes some cultish groups within the Sufi community going too far in praising people or praising themselves. لا, alhamdulillah. We affirm al-wilaya to all of the believers. And Allah نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises who He wants. Alhamdulillah. وَيُعْتِي الْحِكْمَةِ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And gives wisdom to who He wants. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And He's the only one who knows the true taqwa of a person. Maybe somebody asks, how do I start this relationship to increase my friendship and my relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal? Sayyidina Imam Al-Qushayri, he says something so nice. He says, قُرْبُ الْعَبْدِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ يَقَعُ أَوَّلًا بِإِيمَانِهِ ثُمَّ بِإِحْسَانِهِ. It's so beautiful actually, so simple and wonderful. Sayyidina Imam Al-Qushayri, he says in his famous Risala, which is a famous text on the heart, he said that the first instances of a servant of Allah drawing near to Allah is through that person's faith and then perfection of their worship. Right? So that's why you learn fiqh. وَقُبُ الرَّبِّ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ يَقَعُ بِتَخَصُّصِ بِهِ. He says, وَقُبُ الرَّبِّ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ بِمَا يُخَصِّصُ بِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعِرْفَانِ. So nice. He said, and the nearness of Allah to a servant of Allah, us, is that in this dunya, Allah opens our understanding of Allah and understanding the real reality of things. وَبِالْآخِرَ بِالْرَضْوَانِ وَغُفْرَانِ. Ya Allah. And in the hereafter, Allah's nearness to us is shown by His forgiveness and His pleasure. May Allah make us from Ahlul Radwan. But we believe in the awliya, alhamdulillah. And that's why we should respect all Muslims. You never know who you're talking to. You never know who you're engaging. So we should be balanced, alhamdulillah. وَبِ إِسْرَائِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And we believe in the Isra of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَبِ الْمِعْرَاجِ. And the ascension of the Prophet that happened, of course, now in Palestine. And this is why, alhamdulillah, the cause of our Palestinian brothers and sisters is at the forefront of us as an ummah, because this is a religious issue. We ask Allah to end the occupation. وَبِأَنَّ الشُّهَدَاءَ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. And we believe that people who die in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are alive in their graves being provided for. Not alive like you and me now, like, you know, walking around, but they are alive. Allah has kept them alive in their graves. Not they're going to walk out of the grave and say hi to you. It's not what we mean. يُرْزَقُونَ. And being provided for. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Surah Ali Imran. Imam Sayyidina Suyuti has an entire essay on who are the martyrs. So not only people who die defending the truth, defending their community, or their nation, in what's right for the cause of Allah, defending the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, the nation of the Prophet, excuse me, ﷺ, not any nation. And number two, he mentions people who die defending their homes, people who die while drowning, people who die while defending their family or their honor. There's people who die of stomach illnesses, as I mentioned on my lecture about COVID-19, people who die of a pandemic. Different prophetic narrations imply that these people are shuhada. We should talk to people who've lost family members in COVID-19. I encourage you to show them that video, that they can find some kind of, alhamdulillah, support. وَبِشَفَاعَةِ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. We believe in the shafa'ah of the Prophet. There are six different types of shafa'ah. I'm not going to mention them all now, but a few of them. Number one, the intercession shafa'ah that Allah will grant him, as mentioned in the Qur'an and other places, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make shafa'ah of his ummah, that they will enter Jannah, some of them, without any type of auditing. His shafa'ah, that some of his ummah will be brought out of hellfire and enter Jannah. His shafa'ah, that some people in Jannah, mashallah, will be raised to higher levels of Jannah. And so on and so forth. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَبِي عَلَمَاتِ السَّاعَةِ. And we believe in the signs of the hour. Although there's a very important principle I heard from Dr. Muhammad Wissam when I was reading to him in Masjid Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein. Al-Muwatta, subhanAllah, kanat ayam, super amazing. Super amazing, khabru kana. Sheikh told me that it is not allowed for us to extract rulings based on alamat tisa'a until they happen. So we don't fall into like cults. So for example, yatatawaluna fil bunyan, right? The Bedouins are going to build tall buildings. Oh, don't build tall buildings then. La la hadha la yajuz. La yajuz istinbat al-ahkam min النصوص التي تتكلم علامات الساعة هذا لا يمكن هذا في الأصول. It's not allowed, so that we don't find into like ourselves in like religious cults. I remember some years ago people trying to make the Mahdi come. What's wrong with you, man? Sunnis. لا يا شيخ. وتجديد توبتي من الذنوب. Ah, and we believe that there is always an opportunity to repent. Alhamdulillah. There's always that moment to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah, and I encourage myself and you now as we're reading this text together. Come back, let's go back to Allah. Turn to Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness, alhamdulillah. وَالرِّضَاءِ وَالرِّضَاءِ بِالْقَضَاءِ وَالْقَدْرِ. And we believe that we have to be content with whatever Allah has decreed and whatever Allah has measured in our lives. Allahu Akbar, we finished it. Alhamdulillah, that's it. That's the text. Let's read it one more time. Alhamdulillah, for the sake of brothers and sisters trying to learn the text. Alhamdulillah. And again, I teach this at my school, Swiss. You can enroll there at suhaibweb.com. You can take the larger explanation here. And also the one I wrote, it's on amazon.com. And soon, Aqidat al-Awam will come out with a larger explanation. And then after that, Al-Kharida, and so on, and so on, and so forth. So, Qala al-Shaykh rahimahullah. I'm going to read in Arabic really slowly for everybody. يجب على المكلف معرفة ما يجب لله تعالى ولأنبيائه وملائكته الكرام. فيجب لله تعالى 20 صفة، وهي الوجود والقدم والبقاء والمخالفة للحوادث والقيام بالنفس والوحدانية والحياة والعلم والإرادة والقدرة والسمع والبصر والكلام. وكونه تعالى حيا وعليما ومريدا وقادرا وسميعا وبصيرا ومتكلما، فهذه 20 صفة. الأولى نفسية، والخمسة بعدها سلبية، والسبعة بعدها صفات معان، والتي بعدها معنوية، فهو سبحانه وتعالى واجب الوجود، قديم باق، مخالف في ذاته لجميع خلائق، لجميع الخلائق، فليس بجسم ولا عرض، ولا يتصف بالمكان ولا بالزمان، ولا باليمين ولا بالشمال، ولا بالخلف ولا بالأمام، القائم بنفسه، واحد في ذاته وصفاته وأفعاله، حي عليم بكل شيء ما كان وما يكون وما لم يكن، مريد لكل شيء جرى وبرز من العوالم وما لم يكن منها، قادر على كل شيء من الممكنات وعلى إعدامها، لا يشاركه في ذلك مشارك، سميع لكل موجود ومبصر، متكلم بكلام أزلي منزه عن الصوت والحرف. ويجب للأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام العصمة، فلا يقع منهم مخالفة لله في أمره ونهيه، وكذلك الملائكة، ويجب للرسول عليهم الصلاة والسلام تبليغ ما أمر بتبليغه للخلق من الأحكام وغيرها، كاليوم الآخر وما فيه من الحساب والعقاب والصراط والميزان والجنة والنار، وبالعرش وبالكرسي وبالكتب السماوية والرسل وما وقع لهم من أممهم وبالحور العين وولدان والأولياء وبإسرائه صلى الله عليه وسلم وبالمعراج، وبأن الشهداء أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون، وبشفاعة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبعلامات الساعة وتجديد التوبة من الذنوب والرضا بالقضاء والقدر. فنكتفي بهذا، وبارك الله فيكم، جزاكم الله خيرا، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.